I mean, for real. For real. So I've been thinking a lot about normalcy as I have been preparing for the Easter season, looking back, familiar text, you know, and everything seemed to be so familiar. And I thought, wow, as I read this, everything seemed to be so normal. Jesus and his disciples went to Jerusalem. Just another trip. But it wasn't normal. Hosanna in the highest, right? We have Palm Sunday. They're celebrating the Passover meal. Everything seemed to be normal. In spite of Jesus predicting his death again and again, he gets on his knees and he washes his disciples' feet. It's not normal. When Jesus is crucified, it's not normal. It is not normal. Truly, this must have been the Son of God. And even after they buried Jesus, they knew it wasn't normal. And what did they do? What did they do? They decided they wanted to post guards at the tomb. It's not normal. Robbie and I have prepared this four real accounts, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, the gospel, the good news. And let me say, Matthew gives us this account of the soldiers at the tomb, and Mark really amazes us and astonishes us, and yet it ends with just this, like, silence. It's over. Like, they went away. The women, they said nothing. That wasn't normal. Friends, let me say, in spite of what everyone says about post-COVID and the new normal, there's never been, nor will there ever be, a greater new normal than Easter morning. Amen? Never will there ever, ever be any more of a new normal than what happened on that day, Easter Sunday. The reason why we come together now. Paul writes, if our hope is in Christ just for this life, we are most to be pitied. Especially those of us who were in the parking lot this morning when the sun was coming up. Why are we getting up to do that? Because we're celebrating. And so, not normal. When you look at Luke's gospel, Luke has a unique perspective, and he includes this story of these disciples going home to Emmaus. But before that, I want to just highlight verse 11. Luke 24, 11. But those words, these words, see, the women have come back and they've reported what they discovered at the empty tomb. But these words seemed like nonsense to the disciples. It seemed like nonsense to them, and they did not believe the women. Peter, however, got up and ran to the tomb, and he stooped in and he looked and he saw the linen cloth. And he went home amazed at what had happened. Now that same day, Luke records, we have these two travelers, Cleopas and his friend. They're going to Emmaus, which is 7 miles from Jerusalem. Context. Bragtown, 7 miles. RDU, 7 miles. Hollow Rock, 7 miles. Ephesus Baptist Church, 7 miles. North Carolina Botanical Garden, 7 miles. You want to walk? You better get started. It's going to take a while. And that's as a crow flies. Now, I'm not going to call anybody in here a crow, but you ain't going to be able to go straight. And so these fellas, they're walking back to Emmaus. And they had heard, and all of a sudden this guy walks up beside him, and it's Jesus. And he's like keeping himself, they couldn't tell, right? And Jesus is like, what y'all talking about? He says, you haven't heard? Like, man, this thing's gone viral. Right? It's all over the internet. The Jesus we thought was going to be the Messiah and redeem all of Israel, they crucified him. And you know what else? We heard these women came back from the tomb and they said the body wasn't even there. The one named Cleopas answered, are you the only visitor in Jerusalem who doesn't know the things that happened in these days? What things? The things concerning Jesus, the Nazarene, who was the prophet, powerful in action and speech before God and all the people, and how the chief priests and the leaders handed him over to be sentenced to death, and they crucified him. But we were hoping. We had hoped. Ain't nothing worse than a past tense of hope. We had hoped he was going to be the one to redeem all of Israel. When they finally get home, Jesus enters their house and breaks bread with them, and their eyes were open. And boys and girls, they went all the way back to Jerusalem, 7 miles, praising the Lord. And you know, this morning I read a poem called Prayer in April, and I realize it's still March, okay? But this is my favorite poem by Henry Barstow. If Easter be not true, then all the lilies low must lie, the Flanders poppies fade and die, the spring must lose her fairest bloom, for Christ, we're still within the tomb, if Easter be not true. If Easter be not true, then faith must mount on broken wing, then hope no more immortal spring, then hope must lose her mighty urge, life prove a phantom and death a dirge. If Easter be not true. If Easter be not true, 'twere foolishness the cross to bear, he died in vain and suffered there. What matter though we laugh or cry, be good or evil, live or die, if Easter be not true. If Easter be not true, but it is true, and Christ is risen, and mortal spirit from its prison of sin and death with him may rise, worthwhile the struggle, sure the prize, since Easter, yes, is true. Hosanna, hallelujah, he is risen, he is alive, for real, I mean for real.